But right now, joining us on the Hadid Mercer Road Cleaning Hotline, brought to you each and every week by Callan Gates at 11 Attorneys on Staff, and there for you in any case, he is John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. And Lazor, if we could, let's start right there. You're a college football announcer. You've been around the game for years. What are your personal thoughts about how college football implements and jurisdicts the targeting rule?
Yeah, I think that I like the fact that you can review the targeting rule. I think that the misnomer sometimes is that when you make the targeting call on the field, that it's like anything else that's being reviewed, where it has to be completely unindictable evidence when you go to the replay that it can be reviewed. And I think they do a pretty good job of that, quite frankly. I think that they do it pretty well. I don't like the way that if it's in the second half, you're out for the first half of the next game. I think it should be a single game only. If you get ejected in the second half, okay, I recognize it's not all the way fair going back to if it happened the first half and all of that. But I don't like the week-to-week carryover.
Do you think it's sent, and I go back to the NFL, and I said we've gotten to this point because penalty flags and fines aren't working. Do you think it's sent a clear-cut enough message about the safety of the game in college football?
Yeah, I think so. And I think since they've implemented the rule in my time here at Virginia Tech, we've seen it go down a little bit. I think the essences or the instances where we've seen targeting, you know, the most blatant one that I can recall having with the Hokies was Sam Rogers when he was essentially speared on a screen pass in the ACC championship game by O'Daniel, the linebacker from Clemson, at the tail end a couple of years ago. But anyone that Tech's been involved with have been accidental. You look back to the Edmonds targeting that he was called for at Duke, and I think, yeah, it's permeated the game pretty well to the fact that people aren't out there headhunting. So I think it's done its job.
He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. You can find him on Twitter at LazVT, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Let me transition to the football that you're watching right now. Spring football, pads are on, practices carry on. If you could spend a day with one position, field, meetings, talking to the players, talking to the up-and-coming guys, give me that position on offense, give me that position on defense.
Oh, it's linebacker on defense without question, because I think you continue to have some of your vocal leaders from a season ago or seasons past at the other spots. You know, you've lost some guys, certainly, but, you know, on the back end of the defense, you've got Adonis Alexander, you have Reggie Floyd, you have some of the safeties that have played quite a bit. And on the front end, that's certainly true with Ricky Walker, your leader defensively, vocally, and physically. But in the middle, it's question marks. It's not to say that you don't have talent and you don't have guys that you're excited about. I know I sound like a miniature Justin Fuente when I say that, but I'd just love to be in the room to see, and we are sometimes, to see how Dylan Rivers is picking it up and how Rayshard Ashby and some of those other guys are picking it up in terms of the vernacular they're using, how comfortable they're with it, particularly calling the defense from that middle linebacker spot. So that's definitely an evolution, and that won't stop at the conclusion of spring football. What I'd really like to do is see where it is at the end of spring and then see where it picks back up in August, and that's certainly something that we'll have our eyes and ears on. Offensively, I think it's the running back group right now, because this is a group that's going to be asked to do quite a bit, particularly with the departure of Cam Phillips and Trayvon McMillan, because that's one of your outside to inside threats. And I really would love to see how those guys are being utilized. I shouldn't say I'd love to see. I do see that, but I'd love to hear how that they're being graded out on that and evaluated in terms of the guys that are making an impact in multiple areas, because I think that's what's going to be expected of them in a few months.
Lays, yesterday Justin Fuente asked about certain players, but asked about Devin Hunter and gave a great response. Here's Justin Fuente yesterday at his weekly spring football press conference.
I've been really happy with him. I think he's handled it really well. You know, I always try, you know, he's the type of person that you feel like you need to protect from outrageous expectations, because he's still just a young man that's trying to learn how to play the game. And it's a lot different than when he was, you know, playing free safety and they told him to line up as deep as the deepest and don't let anybody behind you and go tackle the guy with the ball. It's just a lot more to it. And he's handled it really well, and he lives with those probably unrealistic expectations on a daily basis, but he doesn't let them bring him down. He works hard and does a good job for us.
You got a lot of positions where you're looking to see if a guy can take that next step in his development. Who's the guy? Who's the guy you're ready to see if they can take that next step, spring, into the fall, into the season?
Well, it's Josh Jackson, of course, but Devin Hunter's on that list. You know, it's the same conversation we had last week with Josh in terms of where will his leadership ability take him in terms of his opportunity offensively. There are a number of guys that you could answer in the wide receiving core. You know, I think that Hezekiah Grimsley has been the one that stood out thus far in the spring, but Devin Hunter's definitely on that list, and that's why he was probably asked about yesterday with Coach. And it's not necessarily those expectations that he gets externally. I think it's the expectations that the external praise causes internally, whereas you feel as though you may be an impact player right when you walk onto campus. And I think Devin's done a nice job of not reacting that way to it. And that's kind of the double-edged sword of being a five-star type guy and where you choose to go. If you're a five-star guy that goes to Alabama, you're surrounded generally by a number of other of those guys, and you can blend in a little bit, and maybe you don't have to make an impact as a freshman. But if you're Devin Hunter and you're the lone five-star guy coming in, of course you're looked as a program changer, and that may be the case eventually, but obviously it's not expected to be right off the top. But yeah, he's going to be a big part of what the Hokies are doing, particularly in the spring without Mook Reynolds.
Countdown continues to the spring football game. As practice goes on, it is April 14th, Saturday, April 14th at Lane Stadium. John Laser every week brought to you by Cowan Gates. And with our last minute, if you can, because my wife is listening in a PG version, what's on the lineup this week for the big bachelor party?
Well, if you weren't the most responsible member of the bachelor party, you would know better than to ask that question on the air, particularly with your wife listening and my fiance in the room physically while I'm doing this interview. The short answer is I have no idea because my brother's taking me out of the mix. He's the best man, and he's planning these festivities. But the bad thing is that both Todd Parnell and myself have lived in Myrtle Beach, so we know some of the nooks and crannies and off the beaten path. That will definitely take us out of the public eye, my friend. So I think that you need to get out of the gym, get away from ACAC, and get to some of the seedier sides of Richmond to get yourself prepared because, quite frankly, I'm a little bit worried about you.
Yeah, you should probably be worried. Your brother laughed at me yesterday because everybody's planning what beer to drink, what liquor to bring, what food to bring. And
Wes asks if the place that we're staying offers towels
and sheets.
And sheets and how much TP he needs to bring.
Your brother thanked me.
They do have places that we could have made up for the lack of those items.
Your brother thanked me. He said I was the responsible one of the group who actually asked this question, so we all weren't sleeping on mattresses used by some family of four from South Carolina.
Yeah, he thanked you to your face, and then we talked about it later last night.
This is life when you live with Wes McElroy.
He is my brother, after all.
Yeah, well, it's me, so you know me. Hey, I will see you at the Big Bachelor Weekend in just a couple of days. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Travel safe.
You got it.
That goes for you, too.
John Laser, Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and we may need Cowan Gates this weekend.